Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
All right. Brother Cartrell and I from New York City, we're back. But I do like to apologize for last week. Nothing that we could have done anything. We tried our best to get on last week. And I wasn't feeling that hot Monday, but we're back on Praise Yah and Bless His Holy Name. And that's what we study on the Real Talk for Real People show, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we study his people, and we study strangers. We get a full picture of what's really going on. And you need a full picture as to what's really going on in our studies. I will lead you in the first segment of study in second chapter of Samuel, or you call it Samuel, chapter 3. Hello. Brother Cartrell will be leading you in the 34th chapter of Yeshayahu, or you call it Isaiah chapter 34. So without further ado, praise Yah and bless his holy name. And let me bring us on. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory for the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yah Supari, shalom. May the Most High bless you and the family and everybody that's out there listening. Shalom.
We're very appreciative, brother. May he bless you and your family also.
All praise.
All praise.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But we're back, right back with it, Brother Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if there's no comments, let's give the people what they came for. The Word of Yah. Chapter 3. In this chapter, it makes reference to the son. It doesn't mention Solomon because he hadn't yet with the last woman, Bathsheba yet. So it doesn't mention his name, but he mentions some of his sons. And he says in reference to his sons, sons were born to King David in Hebron. His firstborn was Ammon by Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. The second, Shelah, by Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite. The third, Absalom. We'll find out more about him later. The son of Macha, the daughter of Talmah, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggai. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abithael. And the sixth, Etram, by King David's wife, Eglah. These were born to King David in Hebron. And the commander of King Saul's army is trying to join forces with King David. But there's some issues at play here. Let's study. Now it was so, while there was war between the house of King Saul and the house of King David, that Abner was strengthening his hold on the house of King Saul. And King Saul had a concubine whose name was Rispa, the daughter of Aiah. So Ishbashi said to Abner, why have you gone into my father's concubine? Why are you messing with his women? Then Abner became very angry at the words of Ishbashi and said, am I a dog to the house of King Saul, your father, to his brothers, and to his friends, have I not delivered you into the hand of King David? And you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? May Yah do so to Abner, and more also, if I do not do for King David. I'm going to roll with him now, so to speak, as Yah has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of King Saul and set up the throne of King David over Israel and over Yehuda from Dan to Beersheba. And he could not answer Abner another word because he feared him. Then Abner sent messages on his behalf to King Dawid, saying, who is the land? Saying, also make your covenant with me. And indeed, my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel to you. And King Dawid said, good, I will make a covenant with you. But one thing I require of you, you should not see my face unless you bring back Michal, you know, his first wife, King Saul's daughter. King Saul's daughter, when he came to see my, when you come to see my face. So King Dawid sent messages to Ish-bosheth, King Saul's son, saying, give me my wife, Michal, whom I betrothed to myself for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. And Ish-bosheth sent and took her from her husband, from Palthia, the son of Lish. Then her husband went along with her to Baharim, weeping behind her. So Abner said to him, go return, and he returned. Now Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, in time past, you were seeking for King Dawid to be king over you. Now do it, for Yah has spoken of King Dawid. By the hand of my servant, King Dawid, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies. And Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin, the tribe. Then Abner also went to speak in the hearing of King Dawid in Hebron. All that seemed good to Israel and the whole house of Benjamin, the tribe. So Abner and 20 men with him came to King Dawid at Hebron. King Dawid made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. And then Abner said to King Dawid, I will arise and go and gather all Israel to my lord, the king, that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires. So King Dawid sent Abner away, and he went in peace. He sent him away in peace. But he had no idea what his commander chief had under his sleeve. Joab murders Abner. At that moment, the servants of King Dawid and Joab came from a raid, brought much spoil with them. But Abner was not with King Dawid in Hebron. He had sent him away. He had gone in peace. When Joab and all the troops that were with him had come, they told Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he sent him away. He's gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king. What have you done? Look, Abner came to you. Why is it that you sent him away, and he is already gone? Surely you realize that Abner, the son of Ner, came to receive you, to know your going out and your coming in, to know all that you are doing. When Joab had gone from King Dawid's presence, he sent messages after Abner, who brought him back from the well of Sarah. But King Dawid did not know it. He didn't know what Joab had up his hand. Now when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him privately. And there he stabbed him in the stomach so that he died for the blood of Asher, his brother. He wanted vengeance. And that's why Yah said, vengeance is mine. After when King Dawid heard it, he cursed Joab. He said, my kingdom and I are guiltless before Yah. We ain't got nothing to do with this. Forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and all his father's house. And there never, and let there never fail to be in the house of Joab one who has a discharge, is a leper, who leans on a staff or falls by the sword, a life's bread. So Joab and Asahel, his brother, killed Abner because he had killed their brother, Asahel, at Gibeon in the battle. And King Dawid, being the man that he had, mourned Abner because he had nothing to do with his treachery. He didn't like it. Then King Dawid said to Joab and all the people who were with him, tear your clothes, gird yourself with sackcloth, and mourn for Abner. The king followed the coffin. So they buried Abner in Hebron. The king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept. And the king sang a lament over Abner. And he said, should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in fetters. You weren't in prison. As a man falls before a wicked man, so you fail. You still cursing Joab. And all the people wept over him. When the people came to see, to persuade King Dawood to eat, why it was still day, King Dawood took an oath and said, Yah, do so to me. More also, if I taste bread or anything else, till the sun goes down, I'm a fast. I'm going to pray for this brother. Now, all the people took note of it, and it pleased them because the type of man he was. Since whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people of Israel understood that day that it had not been the king's intent to kill Abner, the son of Ner. Then the king said to his servants, do you know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? Make a reference to Abner. And I am weak today. Though this day in Israel. Am I not weak today? Though this day in Israel, question. Am I not weak today? The anointed king and these men, the son of Zerariah, are too harsh for me, what they did to him, Joab and Asahel. And Yahshua repaid the evildoers according to his wickedness. He said, I'm not going to put my hand on him. Yah going to repay them for their evil. Praise Yah. Brother Cottrell, any comments?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we see that Joab, King David's family, they might have been older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And they presumptuous in the actions that they took in killing Abner. And Abner had to defend himself because Asahel was trying to kill him.
Exactly.
They kept telling Asahel, stop chasing me, stop chasing me. But Asahel refused to stop chasing him, so he had to do what he had to do, and he put Asahel down.
Exactly.
And Joab couldn't leave that alone.
No, he couldn't.
Joab was King David's nephew, but he was probably older than King David.
Right.
Because King David, his sister had Joab and his brothers. So they exactly. felt, you know, like they could act on their own. Because, you know, King David, he probably younger than us. He's family. And in their mind, he really don't know what's going on. He killed our brother Asahel. We got to take revenge. Well, you took revenge on Abner. And Abner was an upright man.
Exactly.
So he ain't want no part of that. But my nephews did. Don't attribute to me because I wasn't down with that. Sometimes your family act outside of how you are. And you can't take responsibility for how your family act.
Exactly.
All praises.
All praises. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Now, fellow students, Brother Cottrell is about to share our studies. The 34th chapter of Yeshayahu, or like you call it Isaiah, that is not the correct name. Chapter 34, Yeshayahu.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So, Yansu, what's the title of this chapter? Do you know?
Okay. Here we look, Brother Cottrell. Judgment on all the nations.
All right. It's the second time he came across this title. Judgment. Yah is bringing to the nations. That's what he has to say. Draw near, O nations, to hear. And give attention, O peoples. Let the earth hear. and all that fills it, the world, and all that comes from it. Yah is enraged against all the nations. How many people know that, Johnson? How many people know that?
Not many.
Yah is furious with all the nations and furious against all their hosts. He has every right to be, because all they have done is destroy the planet. He has devoted to them destruction. He has given them over for the slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. All the hosts of heaven shall rot away, and the sky shall rot like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall as leaves fall from a vine, like leaves falling from a fig tree. And then he was all fascinated by the eclipse that happened yesterday.
Right.
What they going to do when this happens? What they going to do when this happens?
Exactly.
And my soul has drunk its fill in the heavens. Behold, it descends for judgment upon Edom, upon the people I have devoted to destruction. Yah has a sword. It is stained with blood. It is gorged with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, the fat of the kidneys of rams. But Yah has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom, while oxen shall fall with them, and young steers with the mighty bulls. Their land shall drink its fill of blood, and their soil shall be gorged with fat. For Yah has a day of vengeance. We know Most High said vengeance belongs to Yah. A year of recompense for the cause of Zion. And the streams of Edom shall be turned into pitch, and her soil into sulfur. Her land shall become burning pitch night and day. It shall not be quenched. Its smoke shall go up forever. From generation to generation, it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the hawk and the porcupine shall possess it. The owl and the raven shall dwell in it. He shall stretch the line of confusion over it, and the plumb line of emptiness. Its nobles, there is no one else there to call it a kingdom, and all its princes shall be nothing. Dawn shall grow over its strongholds, nettles and vessels in its fortresses. It shall be the horn of jackals and a bow for ostriches, and wild animals shall meet with hyenas. The wild goat shall cry to his fellow, indeed, there the night bird settles and finds for herself a resting place. There the owl nests and lays and hatches and gathers her young in her shadows. Indeed, there the hawks are gathered, each one with her mate. Seek and read from the book of Yah. Not one of these shall be missing. None shall be without her mate. For the mouth of Yah has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot to them. His hand has portioned out. His hand has portioned it out to them with the line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, brother. Thank you very much, Brother Contram. Thank you very much, fellow students. And most importantly, thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and bless your holy name. And please bless us too, Most High. Contram, any closing remarks and comments?
So in this prophecy, we see that the Most High is going to turn these strongholds of the nations over to the animals. We don't know how he's going to do it. But what Yah has said, he's going to fulfill his word. So we need to be paying attention and not be fearful of what the nations are doing or fearing what they fear.
We need to be on the same page as the Most High Yah. We give thanks that He gives the opportunity to do that. All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
All praise.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Most High. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for us to say good night. And Most High willing, fortunately, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Praise Yah. Bless His holy name. Shalom. And good night. Okay. Let me find the closing song. Here you go. All right.